the rest of the story. 4 desperate days and nights in the Arizona desert, 4 days without food or water, a harrowing ordeal for the most rugged, most experienced outdoorsman, an outright life-or-death nightmare for a mere Hollywood star. The celebrity in question was Leo. His studio had had high hopes for him. This was the era of Douglas Fairbanks and Clara Bow and John Gilbert and Polinegri. Leo might have become as famous as any, but look at him now, trapped in the crumpled fuselage of a crash-landed airplane in a canyon in the middle of nowhere. How this misadventure began is the rest of the story. A fellow named Pete Smith was public relations par excellence. He was publicity director for Leo's studio, and Smith had a knack for shock, a brilliant mind that produced some of the most outrageous and most effective publicity stunts in Hollywood history. August 1927, Pete Smith was given the assignment of puffing a new studio property, Leo, whom you've just met. Smith pondered a while. Aviation was big at the moment, with Lindbergh's Atlantic Crossing creating such a stir earlier that year. Why not, then, plan a similar history-making airplane flight, with Leo as a passenger? Barnstormer and movie stunt flyer Martin Jensen was chosen as the pilot. The aircraft would be a modified B-1 Ryan Brougham, almost identical to Lindbergh's plane. The historic flight, Los Angeles to New York, nonstop, the first time ever. Media was alerted. The date was set September 16. Pilot Jensen and his nervous passenger Leo headed skyward, headed east. There was no radio aboard, a flare pistol, but no radio. Shortly after noon, they passed the Colorado River. Temperature in the desert below was 100 degrees plus, and suddenly the hot air currents began jostling Jensen's plane. The engine sputtered. Leo had fallen asleep in the back. Jensen could hear him snoring. No sense in disturbing him now. Somewhere north of Phoenix, the plane began losing altitude. Sweat poured from the pilot's face. He must find a place to land, and then he saw the canyon dead ahead. With virtually no choice, he banked in. There were oak trees in the canyon. The plane clipped their tops and toppled through them to the ground. And when Jensen came to his senses, he found himself upside down in the cockpit and Leo, apparently unhurt, but trapped in the rear of the aircraft. Jensen pulled himself from the wreck. Their survival was up to him now. He left half the sandwiches they had brought along with Leo and then started out on foot in search of salvation. A squadron of rescue planes combed the desert, found nothing. Leo fretted through the torrid days and chilly nights. The sandwiches did not last long, nor the water. His guts ached from the hunger and the heat. What if Jensen didn't make it back? Surely neither would Leo. But after an incredible desert adventure, the resourceful pilot did manage to find help, and 4 days later, rescuers did reach the crash-landed craft, and they were just in time to save the movie star's life. Well, publicity over this near disaster was 10 times what the movie studio could have expected from a mere coast-to-coast airplane ride. And thus did Leo surge into the big time. He was to appear in more motion pictures than any other screen star who ever lived. So the next time you see him on The Late Show, remember how that durable career began. With a transcontinental plane flight that almost cost Leo his life. By the way, you know Leo as Leo, the living logo of MGM Studios, who once roared each and every MGM picture onto the screen. Leo, the 350-pound African lion. Only now you know the rest of the story.